Calm. What can I do for you, Ensign?
Nothing specific, sir. May I speak freely?
Of course.
Are you all right, sir?
I beg your pardon?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't mean to overstep my bounds.
It's not that. I'm just wondering what makes you think I'm not all right.
Well, you've been verklempt the past couple of days. Usually you're out and about, visiting station personnel, checking on various departments, listening to our woes, and sharing your stories. But for the last several days, you've just come to your office, and you do your admiralty things, you're here before I get in, and you don't leave until after third shift starts.
And you know that because...
All the staff knows. I'm sorry, if you want me to mind my own business... I should probably mind my own business.
No, Ensign. It's fine. In fact, it shows a great deal of compassion on your part. It's a sign of a good friend and leader.
I'm sure some people would argue with you on that one, sir.
I'm sure they would, too. Have a seat, Eli.
Thank you, sir. Is there anything I can do to help?
That depends. Are you able to influence the minds of an entire race?
Not yet, sir.
Actually, I wish it were that simple.
I take it you're referring to the Romulans?
If they even call themselves that anymore.
I'm sorry?
I've been going over situation reports from Starfleet Command. By the looks of them, the Romulan Star Empire appears to be trying to tear itself apart at the seams.
Is that necessarily a bad thing, Admiral?
It is when innocents on all sides stand the risk of being hurt. Right now, there are no less than 6 different factions laying claim to power within this sector, each bringing a different plan of destruction to use against the others.
Do we have any idea which group is responsible for the border problems we've been dealing with?
I'm not sure that any of them are responsible for it. It could be yet another faction. I shouldn't be worrying you about this.
You once told me, sir, that if I ever needed to lighten the load, that you'd be willing to listen. Why can't I offer you the same?
It's an awfully heavy load, Ensign. After all, the load increases exponentially as you earn more pips on your uniform.
I'll take my chances, sir. Besides, sometimes it just helps to talk about it.
Are you bucking for a transfer into counseling?
No, sir. I'm not that crazy.
You don't have to be crazy to be a counselor.
But it does help. No fair trying to switch the subject, sir. I'm here to listen if you'd like, but if it's none of my business, I'll respect your privacy.
It's not that. If I didn't trust your capabilities or your discretion, I wouldn't have put you in this position.
Thank you, sir.
Part of the reason I was assigned to this sector of space was because of the rising tensions in the area. With the fall of the Cardassian Empire during the Dominion War, and the mess caused by Shinzon and the Romulans, the High Brass felt it would be wise to put someone in charge out here that had previous experience dealing with the Romulans when their dander was up.
Makes sense to me.
The problem is that my primary purpose is to avoid conflicts, learning from history so we aren't doomed to repeat it.
You're talking about the Earth-Romulan War, right?
Among others, yes. I feel like we're walking down a path that can't be avoided. It's as if there are forces driving us towards disaster, and I'm not sure I can keep us from getting there. Like someone wants us to fight the Romulans again.
Are you afraid of the Federation going to war again so soon? Do you think we'd lose?
We never want to go to war. But winning and losing aren't nearly as important as making sure you're fighting for the right reasons. In fact, if the cause is just, you can't not go to war.
What do you mean?
Let me tell you a story from my days aboard the Challenger. It might help you understand. The Earth-Romulan War had been going on for 3 years, and we were mere months away from the Battle of Charon.
Space, the final frontier. History, the tapestry on which those exploits are woven. These are the voyages of multiple generations of Starfleet officers, who who have sought out new life and new civilizations. As each generation boldly goes forth, those that follow build upon the legacy.
Captain's Log, December 21st, 2159. In spite of my many objections, Starfleet has insisted on delivering some unwanted Christmas presents this year. We have been ordered to rendezvous with the ISS Thistlegorm to take aboard a complement of nuclear missiles. I will go ahead on record as being staunchly opposed to carrying nuclear weapons aboard the starship and in their use during the conflict against the Romulans. For us, until we are forced to give up on our mission of exploration, these missiles will act as nothing but a target to any Romulans we may come across, and a potential health hazard to my crew. Lieutenant Fitzgerald will be overseeing the process of sealing them in lead-lined storage lockers upon their arrival, and monitor them around the clock for potential leakage. While I am fully willing to serve and die for my world, I hope we can come to a peaceful resolution of this war soon, before my crew is called upon to put their lives on the line.
Captain?
What is it, Lieutenant Commander?
I'm picking up some anomalous readings ahead of us, sir.
What do you mean by anomalous?
Long-range sensors are picking up strange energy patterns in Sector 30.
Sector 30? That's near the Romulan border and the area space that the Thistlegorm is coming through to meet up with us.
Yes, sir. It seems to be a debris field. Maybe a destroyed vessel.
Avery, raise the Thistlegorm.
Yes, sir.
Wow. How long would it take us to get there if we increase speed?
We could be there in 90 minutes if we increase to warp 4.9.
Go ahead and do it. Bridge to engineering.
Engineering here, Captain. I take it this has to do with the increase in speed we just experienced?
Confirmed. We're going to be running at 4.9 for the next hour and a half. I want you to not only keep us in good shape for the trip, but also be ready to run it longer after we get there.
Expecting trouble, Captain?
Always. Bridge out.
The Thistlegorm is not responding, Captain.
I was afraid of that. Fitzgerald, have Goldman get the Makos ready and make sure our systems are running hot when we enter the system.
Understood.
Let's get ready, people. We might be getting involved in this sooner than any of us wanted.
Leaving warp in 30 seconds, Captain.
Understood. Weapons?
Locked and loaded, sir. Makos are on alert.
Westlake, anything on sensors?
Nothing new, sir. But I must remind you, if a Romulan vessel were cloaked, we wouldn't know it.
At least, not until they're right on top of us. Is there any sign of survivors?
I'm not picking up any escape pods, Captain.
What about radiation?
15 seconds.
Lots. Standard background radiation, Captain. Nothing consistent with nuclear detonation. It looks like there may have been disruptor fire, or some other form of energy emission weapon.
Give thanks for small favors.
Not necessarily, Captain.
Leaving warp now.
Put the Thistlegorm on the screen.
There's nothing left. Just debris.
And not much of that.
Stay sharp, people. Anything on sensors?
As usual, I was right. It appears an energy weapon destroyed the ship, but the dispersal pattern isn't like anything we have on file. It's neither as powerful as our phase cannons, nor Romulan disruptors.
If it's not as powerful, then how do they breach the Thistlegorm's defenses?
Hard to tell without further study, Captain. There is one thing that's troublesome.
Besides the death and destruction we're looking at?
Yes, sir. As I've said before, I'm not picking up any traces of enriched plutonium or uranium.
That's good, isn't it? It means that the Romulans didn't use nuclear weapons.
No, sir. It's bad. It means the nuclear missiles the Thistlegorm were bringing us weren't aboard when the ship was destroyed. If the missiles were destroyed without detonating, there'd be radioactive debris. If they were detonated, well, there's too much debris for that.
Oh boy.
Romulans didn't attack the ship. Raiders hit it.
A fair assumption, Captain.
Damn, Nausicaans.
There isn't proof that the Nausicaans are responsible, Captain.
The Nausicaans are always responsible. Can you track their warp signature?
I'm working on pulling it out of the background radiation now, sir.
I'm looking at Eugene's readings, Captain. The weapon's energy signature doesn't match anything that the Nausicaans use.
It just means they stole a new form of weapon from someone else, just like they did here.
But why use a lower quality of weapon, sir?
Who knows why the Noskins do anything that they do?
But...
Captain, I believe you're being a bit irrational. If the evidence points to someone other than the Noskins, it's only logical to move on.
Just because you're an alien, Ensign, it doesn't mean you're a Vulcan, and I don't need you to be throwing logic around. I'm sorry, Avery. You're right. There are bigger things going on here than my personal demons.
Accepted, sir.
It doesn't matter why they do, or even who did it. What matters is that we need to get those stupid nuclear missiles back before they're used on someone.
I found the warp trail, Captain. It doesn't match any known signature.
Feed the coordinates to Lau and set a pursuit course. Avery, let engineering know that we'll be running hot a while longer.
Aye, yes, Captain. Sir.
Engineering to bridge.
Go ahead, Cal. What's up?
We've been running the engines at peak efficiency for hours now, Captain. We need to slow down.
Keep it going, Cal. We're in a hurry.
You don't understand, Matthew. We need to slow down. I've done all I can with them, but if we don't slow down to at least warp 2.5 and give them a chance to recover, we're going to blow something. They're not meant to be pushed this hard.
They're warp 5 engines, Commander.
For short periods, yes, sir, but not for constant running.
Sir!
What is it?
I think we're approaching our destination.
Finally.
Are you sure?
Of course. The warp signature is pointing directly at the third planet in the upcoming star system. If the ship didn't stop there, they flew right through the center of it.
Westlake, what you got?
Long-range sensors show three planets within the system to be Minchara class, all inhabited. The third planet has ships in orbit that have warp signatures, but just barely. Their matter-antimatter mixtures appear unstable. They're likely incapable of achieving more than warp 2. Even that at great risk.
That would have been more than enough to get them to the attack site and back, though they probably only just beat us here.
Any sign of the nuclear missiles?
Still looking, Captain, but I found some other points of interest.
Like what?
The other two inhabited planets have much lower populations, and appear to be in a stunted state of development, perhaps even in decline.
I'm picking up signs of debris and atmospheric damage on both planets, Captain, including former population centers that have suffered massive destruction.
Have the missiles already been used?
It doesn't appear so, Captain. There's no sign of nuclear radiation in either atmosphere. The ambient radiation that's there appears to be consistent with matter-antimatter collision.
Photon torpedoes?
Unlikely, sir. Judging by their ships and their warp capabilities, probably old antimatter bombs.
The energy dispersal pattern shows that they haven't been used in a while.
They'd probably be too unstable to be used as a reliable weapon. They'd be just as likely to blow their own people to smithereens as their enemies.
Yeah, fission weapons are so much better.
Cap, go ahead and get ready to cool your engines. Bridge out. Avery, tell Goldman to put a landing party together. I want to go planetside and see what's going on down there.
It may take a while to track down where the missiles are located. The Major may want to wait on launching until I can narrow down his search area.
You can relay that information to me once you've got it, but we're launching ASAP.
Captain, by the looks of things, I can say with a bit of certainty that this isn't exactly the safest of locations. May I suggest that you let the Makos handle this?
You can suggest all you want, Lieutenant, but the great thing about being the captain is I don't have to always listen.
Permission to come along then, Captain.
You don't trust the Makos to watch my back?
I trust the Makos with my life, sir, but your life is a different matter entirely.
I agree with Mary, sir. I'd feel more comfortable, Captain, if you allowed me to complete my scans. Perhaps then you'd be able to enter in disguise. Dr. Rembrandt could alter your appearance to blend in with the indigenous population.
Maybe on our next trip. The goal this time around, though, is to not be seen so we don't worry about what we look like. We're not aiming for a first contact, just information. We may need a translator, though. Avery, you're with us as well.
But...
You have the bridge, Lieutenant Commander.
But...